To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the New York area, everyone. It's your travel duo, Robert and Mary, here with you for segment three this hour. And real quick, a brief word about AMA Waterways River Cruises.
As we get closer to 2019, we also get closer to the debut of the new AMA Magna next May. And our friends at AMA Waterways have 62 ways for you to go enjoy an AMA Magna sailing. Should I read them all off online?
I don't think we have time for that.
All right, real easy. Watch this. Here we go. 53 suites ranging from 355 to 710 square feet. That's roomy. 5 bars, including an innovative pop-up sky bar and a wellness bar, and 4 unique dining venues offering outstanding cuisine.
I got that. All right, folks, to become an AMA Magna insider, secure exclusive deals on 2019 inaugural sailings or any of their other river cruise ships or itineraries, visit AMAWaterways.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, Nancy Gillespie McAllister is the president of World Wings International, a philanthropic organization founded and led by former Pan Am flight attendants. Members seek to maintain Pan Am's tradition of global humanitarian assistance and safeguard Pan Americans' place in aviation history by donating their time and service to communities. Since the first chapter launched in 1953, they've grown to 30 chapters worldwide.
Hello, Nancy. Nice to connect with you today.
Nice to connect with you, Robert, and Mary as well.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to start off by saying I always enjoyed my flights on Pan Am, and I understand that your father was a captain with Pan Am. You went on to become a flight attendant for them as well. So you certainly have a long history with the former airline, don't you?
I do. Started flying on them when I was in the fourth grade, and I was like the little girl you saw on the Pan Am TV show that just had complete awe on her face when she saw them walk by. I knew right then that's what I had to do.
All right. So, Nancy, as president of World Wings International, I really feel like you're carrying on quite a legacy for the former airline, which is terrific. What are some of the goals of your organization that you're delivering on today?
We deliver philanthropic assistance to a wide variety of charities throughout the world. I would say most of them focus on women and children, mm-hmm. And then internationally, we support CARE. And we have had a history of this. We're almost 60 years old, and we've given about $8 million over that time frame. And I could be a little off on that, mm-hmm. but I think that's pretty close.
It's a lot of money, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about CARE, which is quite a leader in global humanitarian work. What does that partnership mean to you, and what are you supporting right now?
Well, the partnership goes back to when some of our members were children during World War II and after World War II, because they themselves received care packages, mm-hmm. which their mothers sometimes made dresses from the parachute fabric. Mm-hmm. So we have a deep-rooted connection to CARE. Currently, we support two projects. One is Lucky Iron Fish, which provides a little iron fish that gets tossed in the family cooking pot, providing the necessary nutrient of iron to anyone eating food out of that pot for 5 years. Mm. Secondly, we support Dignified Work Project in Ecuador, which is to educate domestic workers who start at age 10 on their rights and how they shouldn't be working 24 hours a day, et cetera, et cetera.
So you have a full slate there. You know, I'm curious, if World Wings International, if you have any interactions with Delta Airlines since they bought most of the Pan Am assets. But, you know, really more importantly, when you think about your own career, when you look back, you know, and also what you're doing today, what are you most proud of that continues to inspire you?
Well, regarding Delta, we have many members who still fly or have recently retired from Delta as well as United. And I think when we all started with Pan Am, we knew that Pan Am was an international airline. We did not fly domestically. And so that in and of itself was a very, very special thing to be hired. We all had to have a second language college. And, of course, we all know that weight and height restrictions were enforced in those days. Mm-hmm. It was a tough job to get. For instance, the year I was interviewed, 55,000 people were interviewed around the world, only 500 were hired, so that's 1%. We had people come to us from other airlines from all over the world. At one time, we had girls from, and boys, you men, from 55 countries in the flight attendant role.
Did you have to, that's a very large number. I mean, so how many members right now do you have in the organization?
We have just under 2,000.
And then I'm curious, for you, how often are you on the move then with your position with World Wings International?
Well, we have an annual convention. This year it's in San Diego in 2019. It will be in Stockholm, and we're in the process of finalizing some plans for 2020, which I'm not free to disclose. And then we have an annual spring board meeting. So in addition to that, any personal travel that I do, I often try to be somewhere where there is a chapter and pop in on them.
Quite an active alumni group. We have about 10 seconds left, but this sounds quite active and quite large for an airline alumni group.
Especially for an airline that's been gone since 1991.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about that.
Good for you, Nancy.
Well, folks, listen,
work.
If you're interested in learning more, the website is worldwingsinternational.net, worldwingsinternational.net. Thanks for sharing this with us today, Nancy. Happy travels.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Take care, Nancy.
You too.
All right, there goes Nancy. Interesting information. We didn't even get a chance to get into all the stories with Pan Am.
No.
There's so much that really
rich
about that
history.
Airline that people really need to know about. But good organization that she's got there. Folks, we're going to pause briefly for some sponsor messages as Rudy joins the show from Minnesota next. Then it's destination number 30 coming up. Today it's Nashville. RM World Travel returns in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.